This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 799. Did you see it coming? How to say that you anticipated something in English. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 50 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe.
Today, we'll show you how to articulate that you anticipated something. This will show people that you are aware, engaged, and flexible, a key skill for connection in English.
Everyone knows that the missing piece when it comes to fluency is having a way to practice, but we also know that you're busy. So that's why we've added special speaking opportunities for all students in our courses. Monthly fluency parties with an All Ears English host, open conversation club every week, and even a live Q&A in some plans. Join our online fluency course to get these benefits and more. Go to allearsenglish.com/plan to save 20% when you join before midnight on May 5th. But this offer does expire at midnight on May 5th. So go to allearsenglish.com/PLAN. Hey, Michelle, how you doing today?
Hey, Lindsay. I don't know. My throat is hurting me, but
Oh my gosh. That's too bad. What happened? Did you catch a cold?
I think so. It's like one of those weird, but it's only my throat. Everything else, I feel fine.
That's so funny because my mom has the same thing happening right now.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah. It's so weird. Yeah, it's very bizarre. I don't know. Maybe there's something going around. She got tested and she does not have strep throat. So do you think you're going to get tested for strep throat? That would really stink.
I already had strep throat this year. So,
oh my gosh.
Hopefully I don't have strep throat again. I think it's okay.
Well, I hope you take care. Take care of yourself. Drink some green tea. That always solves the problem.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah. So I want to remind our listeners, guys, if you are not subscribed to this awesome podcast, the All Ears English Podcast, go over and hit subscribe on your podcast player. So, Michelle, we have got about a week left until our listeners come to Boston for the Boston Adventure. Are you excited?
I'm really excited. I can't wait.
I know. Guys, keep in mind, we are recording this about 2-3 weeks in advance. So even though this is coming out after the program will be done, we are recording this before. So anyways, I've been calling around, Michelle, for a place to have our group go for dinner for Friday night. We're going to have our native speakers join us for a dinner.
Oh, nice. So what kind of place are we looking for?
Well, we're looking for something casual, not too expensive, you know, a place that can support a big group of 18, because we'll have all our native speakers there and our 8 lucky listeners.
Oh, wow. So did you find a place?
Well, kind of, but now I have to go back to the drawing board because I had heard rumors that this place that I like called Tavern in the Square was going to close. But when I called them to make a reservation, they said, yeah, no, we're not closing. And So I was skeptical. I was thinking maybe I should have a backup plan.
Yeah, that might be a good idea.
Well, I got a call, though, from them yesterday, and guess who it was?
Tavern in the Square? Let me guess. They're closing?
They're closing.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, they had just told their employees about it. But I, you know, it's funny because I had heard the rumor on the street. So anyways, I figured I'd get that call anyways at some point this week.
Oh, well, back to square one.
Yep. Anyways, that's okay because I found another place that's even better. So no problem.
Okay, awesome. I'm excited.
Yeah, it's going to be good. So, but Michelle, in that little role play there, how did I say that I was expecting something, that I already knew that something was going to happen?
You said I figured I'd get a call this week.
Yeah, exactly. And guys, if you don't know what we're talking about this Boston adventure, go on over to allearsenglish.com/Boston. We are bringing 8 lucky listeners to Boston to go through an immersive English weekend. But if you want to get in the list for the next time we do this, go there and put your name on the list and you'll hear about it. Okay. Very cool.
Awesome. Great.
So Michelle, what are we learning today?
So today we are learning how to say that you already knew something, right? So you were expecting to learn something.
Yeah, I think this is important for connection. Do you think so?
I think so, because it shows that you're aware, right? So that you can empathize with people. You're not caught off guard.
Yeah, I think it's hugely important. It's these little nuances of English, guys, that, you know, put us in sync with people that we're talking with.
Right, exactly. So yeah, you're in tune with people and you're flexible. You know what's going on. You're thinking ahead.
Yeah, you're showing people that your eyes are open, you are engaged in the world, and you expected to hear something, right? And I think it's such a key skill. So, Michelle, how about you? For your new apartment, you just moved to a new apartment, isn't that right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right.
Is there anything unique about it that you might have anticipated that you found out when you moved in?
That's a great question.
Yeah.
Like, well, yeah. I can say we have a parking space.
That's nice.
You know, we keep our car in the garage. And I figured it would be a very, a hard garage to park in. And I was right. It's a very small space.
Okay. That's a good example. So you knew that ahead of time and then you found out. And then later you can say, oh, I figured this would be hard, right?
Yep.
How natural is this?
Very natural.
Love it. I love it. So there are a bunch of things that we can say then. So we're going to share those with you guys today. So let's do a little drum roll here. Right, Michelle?
Yep.
That's a trademark. You should trademark your drum roll.
I should.
Guys, if you love these episodes and you want to see every word we say written out so that you can really use the vocab words and mirror our pronunciation, then save 50% and subscribe to the transcripts. Go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe.
I have a secret.
Uh-huh.
I use Secret Whole Body Deodorant because more than just my armpits stink.
Oh.
Can I use it where my bra rubs under my...
Oh, yeah.
And what about down there? You know, my...
Totally. 4 out of 5 gynecologists would recommend it. So I tried it, and now I get 72 hours of freshness from my pits to my...
Ooh, I love that it's a spray.
Me too. And it comes in sticks and creams too. Go get your Secret Whole Body Deodorant.
So what can we actually say when we, you know, we want to say that we expected to learn about something?
Right. So what we have, I figured, right? So that's the most casual one, right, Lindsay?
Yeah. This can sometimes sound a little cynical depending on your tone of voice, especially when you're talking about people.
Yeah. So like, I figured she'd do that.
Yeah. Or, oh, she didn't show up. Oh, I figured.
Yeah, right.
Okay, so we want to be careful there because that can sound really rude or can sound very, very skeptical about people, very cynical. Yeah.
True.
And then there's a slight variation on this, which I think is even more slangy. What is it, Michelle?
Figures.
Oh, how is that? Is that any different or is that, what do you think?
Yeah, that one more sounds to me just like, oh, that makes sense.
Yeah. Okay. So it's a little, maybe this is not quite in this category exactly. It's kind of more than when someone presents you with information and it just makes sense to you at the moment.
But I do think that it could be used in the same way. Like if you say, oh, she's late again, you could say figures. I mean, I think that it could be used in the same way.
Okay. It's personally. Still in the same broad language function though, right?
Right.
Okay. And then we'll go back to the basics. So you could say, I thought so.
Right. You could say, I thought so.
Or
you could say, I had a feeling.
Yeah, this can be a little bit more subtle. Like, I had a feeling that this might happen, right? You can really have fun with your tone of voice there.
Right. That's a good one.
And then if we want to get formal, we could say what?
I thought that might be the case.
Oh, sounds very professional.
Right. I thought that might be the case.
Or another one that's kind of formal would be what?
I suspected that.
Oh, okay. Or I love this last one. I saw that coming.
Right. Oh, I saw that coming. That's a good one.
Yeah, I think that's very appropriate for the situation we talked about at the beginning. I saw that phone call coming. I just knew it was going to happen. And it was just a matter of when. I was just hoping it wouldn't come the day of the dinner.
Right. You could see in the future, right?
Yeah. I was anticipating it, right? That's what we're talking about. To state that we were anticipating something, guys.
Right. Okay. That's true.
Yep. Love it. Okay. So Michelle, let's do this role play real quick. In this case, you and I are gossiping about our work colleagues. Okay.
Oh, no.
So
that's not nice.
It's not nice, but we're doing it. So all right, go ahead.
Okay. So Lindsay, you know how Matt and Tina in marketing were dating?
Yeah. They've been together a while, but it sounds like things are rocky.
Yeah. Well, I heard they broke up last week.
Oh, I saw that coming. They never take their lunches together anymore.
Oh, okay. That was very natural sounding.
I love that expression, to see something coming. I saw that coming. Love it. Love it, guys. If you take anything away from today, write that one down and start using that, because that one will make you sound super natural. Love it.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. And so the next scenario is that I'm going to tell a story about a travel mistake that I made once.
Okay. All right.
So Michelle, did I ever tell you about the time I went to the wrong airport?
No, tell me about it.
Well, my dad and I, we were looking at colleges in DC. We had flown into Reagan National, so when it was time to go home, we figured we'd be flying out of Reagan National.
Okay, and?
And we didn't look at our tickets, but when we arrived at the airport and our flight was not listed, I had a feeling we might be at the wrong place.
Oh, no. That really happened?
That really happened when I was like 17. No. Yeah, we were supposed to fly out of Dulles.
I mean,
my dad just didn't look at our tickets, but usually you fly in and out of the same airport, right?
Right. But I guess in DC and New York, I mean, in New York, I'm always like flying in and out of different airports.
Oh.
I mean, yeah, because there are so many of them.
Yeah, it became this crazy day. Like, we had to wait, and then we had to get rerouted to like six different cities around the East Coast.
Oh, my gosh.
And I think we had to like go to Chicago, somewhere in the Midwest, like Minnesota or something, and then come back to the Northeast. It was completely nuts. And for me, I was just like a young kid. I was like, this is crazy. It was kind of exciting, actually.
Oh, my gosh. That is crazy.
Yeah, it was funny. It was funny. But anyway, so in that role play, what did I say? To say that I anticipated something.
Right. So at that one, you said, I had a feeling we might be at the wrong place.
Yeah, exactly. And then I used we figured in a slightly different way. I said, we figured we'd be full. We assumed, right? We assumed.
That one too. Right.
Yeah. That's not really talking about saying that you anticipated something correctly. It's just saying you assumed something, right?
Right. Right.
We figured we'd be flying out of Reagan National. Okay.
Right, right. Good. Yeah. These were really natural. So natural, in fact, that I missed the first one.
So natural. I know. So, Michelle, you'll be flying into Reagan National or Dulles, I guess one of those, or BMI, BWI pretty soon, right? When you're coming back.
Yeah. I'm not even sure which one it is. I have to check.
All right. Well, make sure you go back to the right airport. Okay.
That's right. I will. Thanks, Lindsay.
Okay. All right. Michelle, any closing thoughts today before we finish up?
Go ahead, experiment with this, and make sure you get the transcripts, right?
Yeah, get the transcripts, guys, because you are getting some really golden phrases here, okay? So go over to allearsenglish.com/subscribe, and you'll save 50% on the price.
Awesome. All right. Well, this has been great.
All right, Michelle, I'll talk to you soon. Take care. All
right. Bye, Lindsay.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our insider method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.